Baka ito na yung better option for you kesa doon sa bago. This is the Redmi Note 13 Pro Plus, and I know mayroon ng 14 Pro Plus na lumabas ngayon, pero baka ito pa rin ang better option para sa iyo. One thing to note though, this phone still has curved edges, which might be a turnoff para sa iba kasi ma-feel nila na parang outdated na yung design na yun, and mas prefer yung mga flat edges like what other phones do right now. Performance-wise, battery smooth talagang phone na to, and hindi pa ako nakarandam ng lag sa kanya ever since nagamit ko siya. And something na nagustuhan ko talaga dito is yung haptic feedback niya. It's way better than the CMF Phone 1, and close na sa pixels ang quality ng haptics nito, and sarap na sarap talaga ako pag nagtatype with this phone. Now, sa pang camera, sandali. I was able to test this out side by side doon sa mga 14 Pro Plus, yung mga nasa mall. And ang napansin ko is hindi naman ganun kalaki talaga naging difference ng improvement ng camera. Though napansin ko for some reason, I don't know kung ako lang, mas nagustuhan ko yung ultra-wide quality ng 13 Pro Plus kesa doon sa 14 Pro Plus for some reason. Pero something that really disappoints me is akala ko magiging safe na to from the ads, considering na ito yung top of the line pagdating sa Redmi series. And by that, ang ibig sabihin ko is, why the heck is there ads sa settings ng phone? Which is really annoying dahil settings na to. And if you don't believe me, boom! Although nabawasan naman na yung amount ng ads na tinatapon sa mukha mo, still, come on, mid-range phone na to. Buti sana ko yung mga under 10K or 5K na phones acceptable pa. Actually, yung sa Tecno nga, under 5K lang yun, pero hindi naman nagkaroon ng ads or di ako naka-experience ng tinatapunan ng ads sa mukha. Now, pagdating sa games, wala akong complaint sa kanya. Everything is battery smooth and kaya niya yung mga nilalaro ko, mapamabigat man or not. Ang nakikita kong nag-i-standout na difference ng 14 Pro Plus with the 13 Pro Plus is 1. Yung 14 goes all the way to 3,000 nits na peak ng brightness, while this one stays until 1,800 lang. As well as the 14 uses a Snapdragon chipset now, while this one still uses a Dimensity chipset. Pagdating sa brand new prices nito, ang 512GB is ka-price na ng 256GB ng 14 Pro Plus. In that aspect, mas pipiliin kong pumunta dito kaysa doon sa 256. And if you're the type of person that requires more space and as well as mas prefer mo yung ganitong layout ng camera kaysa doon sa malaking squircle na bulk,